Thank you, David, for leading us in that very encouraging, uplifting hymn, Sing and Be Happy. And certainly, there is a great reason for why we should be happy on this beautiful Lord's Day, as we have been given the opportunity to gather together this morning to worship our Almighty God in spirit and in truth. Appreciate that good prayer that Bruce led us in a few moments ago, and appreciate the good reading of the scripture that Steve just read for us there from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. I'd like to encourage everyone to keep your Bibles opened up there to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, because we're going to begin our study there in just a moment. But as many of you are aware of, last week we talked about the responsibility that the elders have. And as we continue our series of studies on the eldership, we're going to take a look this morning at the responsibility that the church has to the elders. And we need to be mindful that just as the elders have a tremendous responsibility, that the church too has a tremendous responsibility to the elders. We are going to, Lord willing, conclude our series of lessons on the eldership this evening. I'm going to take some time this evening to conclude our study by looking at the question of how we can help this local church have elders. So certainly encourage everyone to be back tonight as we conclude our series of studies on the eldership tonight. But this morning it's important, before we conclude our series of lessons on the eldership, that we take some time to examine the responsibility that the local members have to the elders. And knowing that the church has a responsibility to the elders, we're going to take some time this morning to go to God's all-inspired word to examine some of the responsibilities of the church to the elders. And I want to begin this morning by making us aware of the responsibility that we have to know the elders. Again, going back to the reading that Steve gave to us a few moments ago there from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and in verse number 12. We see where the Apostle Paul is writing to the church in Thessalonica. And his instruction to them in verse number 12 was, "And we urge you, brethren," urge you to do what, Paul? "To recognize," or to know, as the King James Version reads, "those who labor among you." Here we see that members of the local church have the responsibility to recognize or to know those who labor among them. Certainly, though this would be in reference to those who are elders, it would be in reference to those who are leaders of the flock. This would be in reference to those who shepherd or oversee the flock. And it's important that as brethren, that we recognize our responsibility to know or to recognize the work which those who oversee the local flock in which they do. You see, simply put, Paul urges the brethren here to get fully acquainted with those leaders who are over them in the Lord. That's important, brethren. We need to know the shepherds of the local flock. We need to get acquainted with them. We need to recognize them for the work that they do. We need to understand the work that they do. And we need to respect them for that. I want us to be mindful of the fact that getting to know or recognizing those who labor among us is the complete opposite of ignoring them. Unfortunately, there are some times when brethren will ignore those men who shepherd the local flock. They don't want nothing to do with them. Sometimes they despise them because they're in a position of authority, and they completely just ignore them. And we need to be aware of that. We must recognize our responsibility to the elders. And one of those things is that we know them. We recognize the work that they do, and we get well acquainted with them. There's going to be some things involved in being able to effectively do that then, isn't there? One of those things is we need to spend some time with the elders. We need to get to know them. We need to talk to them. We need to spend some time with them. And when we do that, we will be better equipped to fulfill this responsibility to know or recognize those who labor over us in the Lord. But another responsibility that the church has to the elders, as we see there in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and in verse number 13, is we are to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake. You see, we need to be mindful of the fact that elders, those who labor over us in the Lord, they're to be honored. They're to be respected. And we must highly respect them with love. And Paul tells us why that's important there in that verse number 13 when he says, for their work's sake. I want you to think about, as we talked about the responsibility of the elders last week, we talked about the work that is involved in the shepherding of the local flock. I want us to think about that tremendous responsibility that is upon the shoulders of the men who take on that task. I want you to think about the work that they do. I want you to think about the responsibility that is upon them in overseeing the souls of the local flock. You see, elders, they're constantly at work. They're constantly at work. They work very hard to guide, to oversee, to shepherd the local flock. And we need to understand, because of the work that they do, we need to esteem them very highly in love. You see, brethren should be thankful. They should be ever grateful for the men who desire and take on the task of being an elder. They should be thankful for the men who recognize the need for a local flock to have qualified leadership. They should be grateful for the men who meet those qualifications, who set the proper example for the flock to follow, and who look out for the well-being of their souls. Brethren should be thankful for men who do that. And we need to be mindful of the need to esteem those men who serve as elders highly. Esteem them highly, Paul tells us, in love. Take note of that, brethren. Be mindful of the responsibility that you have to highly esteem and love those men who look out for the well-being of your soul. And we need to be mindful that the work that they do, Paul says, for their work's sake, the work that they do demands our appreciation. And we need to appreciate the work that the elders do, and we need to esteem them very highly in love. But another responsibility that the church has to the elders, as we see there in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 13 as well, and that is the need for us to be at peace among ourselves. You see that after Paul gave that instruction to recognize or to know those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you. After Paul gave that instruction there in verse 12, he gave the instruction for the church to esteem them who are over you in the Lord and admonish you, very highly in love for their work's sake, as we just discussed. And now he tells them, be at peace among yourselves. You see, we need to understand that this is a word of caution. This is a word of caution for any who might be inclined to be stubborn or difficult for those who rule over them in the Lord. Paul gives this word of caution. Be at peace among yourselves. As we talked about in previous lessons and have also even mentioned here this morning, the elders have a tremendous responsibility in shepherding the local flock and overseeing the souls of the local flock. And they need to be focused on the souls of this local flock rather than to be burdened by brethren who are having spats with one another, brethren who are not getting along and fussing and fighting among each other. We must not burden the elders with such nonsense, but rather we must strive to be at peace among ourselves. You see, when we fulfill this responsibility, when we are a people who are at peace among ourselves, it's certainly going to lighten the load of the elders, isn't it? It certainly is. And we need to understand the need for us not to be a people who backbite one another, who fuss and fight with one another, but rather to be a people who are at peace among ourselves. But we also learn in the book of Hebrews, turn with me if you will there to Hebrews chapter 13. In Hebrews chapter 13, we learn there in verse 7 the principle of the need to follow the example of faith in regard to those who rule over you. This principle can be learned here in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 7 when the Hebrews writer said, "Remember those who rule over you, who have spoken the word of God to you, whose faith follow, considering the outcome of their conduct." Again, in the context here, it's probably in reference to those Christians in the first century in regard to those leaders that was over them, for them to follow their example of faith. But in principle, we can see here too that it's important that the church also recognizes the need to remember those who rule or lead over you. We need to understand the need to follow their example of faith. As we have talked about in previous lessons during this series of studies, we learned that the elders are to lead by example. We talked about that, didn't we, there in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 3. And the elders, they are the leaders of the flock. They go before the flock. And those elders are men who meet specific qualifications that are laid out in the scriptures that we have discussed in this series of lessons. They are spiritually mature men who set the proper example to be followed. And we need to understand the need to follow the example of the faith of those men. Brethren, I want us to note that we must understand the value of their example. Take note of that. Understand the value of the example which qualified elders set for us to follow. And we should strive to imitate that godly example. But another instruction in regard to the church's responsibility to the elders is found there in verse number 17 of Hebrews chapter 13. And there in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 17, it is recorded, "Obey those who rule over you and be submissive, for they watch out for your souls as those who must give account. Let them do so with joy and not with grief, for that would be unprofitable for you." Here we see that we are to obey and be submissive to those who rule over us in the Lord. And we need to understand that we have the responsibility to be submissive to the elders. It's important to note that the church must humbly submit to the local eldership. You see, there are going to be times when the elders may make a decision that may not be up to par with our personal preference, but it may be totally in line with God's word. And although we may not agree with it or like it, we need to understand that we must submit to the decision that the elders make. You see, I want us to understand again the great task that is before the men who oversee the local flock of God. They do it for the well-being of the souls of the local flock. And when those men make a decision, that decision is going to be made in regard for what is best for the local flock as a whole. It may not be what's best for us personally, but it's what best that they see is best for the local flock as a whole, for everyone involved. And it is during times like that when sometimes a decision by the elders may be made and we may not be happy with it, we need to understand the need to submit to that decision, remembering the instruction that is given there in verse 17 of Hebrews 13. Obey those who rule over you and be submissive. Take that to heart, brethren. Understand that is our responsibility to the elders, to be submissive to them. Again, as we see there in verse 17, we're to obey them. And we need to understand that the elders who have rule over us, they have authority. They are in a position of authority. And we are to obey and submit those who are in that position of authority. Now, may we also be mindful of the fact that that doesn't mean that they have authority to do whatever they want as they see fit according to their thoughts. But that authority is limited to God's word when it comes to spiritual matters. And they must abide by that authority that has been given according to the scripture. And the only time that we are not to obey the elders is if they did do something that was not in accordance to God's will. But other than that, we need to be mindful of the need to obey and to submit to the authority of the elders. You see, as we pointed out earlier, elders, they are godly leaders who are truly concerned about the welfare of the local church. They care about us. They want what's best for us. They're looking out for our spiritual well-being, our souls, our most valuable possessions. And when we think about the fact that they are looking out for our precious souls, being conscientious of the fact that they're going to someday give an account for the quality of their duty, we need to realize the need to submit to and obey. Again, there are many elders today who, unfortunately at times, want to rule with an iron fist. They want to drive the sheep instead of leading the flock. But we need to be mindful of the fact that those elders who truly fulfill their responsibility, as we talked about last Sunday, those who shepherd the flock according to how they've been instructed to shepherd the flock, those men who truly care about the well-being of our soul. We need to understand the need to respect them for what they do, be submissive to what they say, and to obey them. But another thing that we see in verse 17 in regard to the responsibility of the church to the elders is we see the need not to unnecessarily burden them. Again, as we see there in verse 17, the Hebrews writer said, "For us to obey those who rule over us and be submissive," tells us why, "for they watch out for our souls as those who must give account." But he also tells us, let them, that is, let the elders do so, that is, watch over your soul with joy and not with grief. And he goes on to tell them, for that would be unprofitable for you. Let that marinate for a moment, brethren. Let that marinate. Here the Hebrews writer is emphasizing the importance of the tremendous responsibility that are before the elders and watching out for our souls. And then again, he gives them a word of caution. That being us, the church, the members. He's talking to the members. He's talking to the church. He's telling us that we should let the elders who watch out for the well-being of our souls do so with joy and not with grief. Simply put, the Hebrews writer is telling us not to unnecessarily burden the elders. You see, again, elders, they're to be respected. They are to be respected, they're to be honored, and they are to be given full cooperation so that they may carry out their duty with joy and not under stress or with aggravation. Unfortunately, there are many good men that are qualified to serve as elders in the local churches today who don't have the desire to serve as an elder in the local church today because there are too many brethren in the church today who do not respect the work of the elders. And I'm here to tell you, brethren, that that should not be so. We need to be mindful of the tremendous responsibility that has been placed upon the eldership. We need to respect those men who take on that task. And we must be mindful of the need to submit to them, give them our full cooperation so that they can carry out the task that is before them with joy. You see, unfortunately, there are some brethren today who are so selfish. Unfortunately, there are some brethren today who are busybodies. There are some brethren today who are just so vindictive that they can definitely be an unnecessary burden and to the elders because of the way that they present themselves. But we need to be mindful of the responsibility that we have to, as we talked about earlier, be at peace among ourselves. We need to be reminded of a responsibility to behave ourselves, brethren. We need to be behaving ourselves. And when we behave ourselves, that's going to make the work of the elders a lot easier, isn't it? You see, I once heard, and I quote, "A good, well-behaved church makes for good elders," end quote. Think about that. There's a lot of truth in that statement. And brethren, when we behave ourselves, when we conduct ourselves as children of God should be conducting ourselves, we're certainly going to let the elders who oversee the local flock do so with joy. You see that? It's pretty simple, isn't it? If we don't want to grieve the elders or unnecessarily burden them, all we got to do is behave like a Christian. It's simple. It's simple. And we need to understand the need to do that. For as the warning was given there in verse number 17, for that would be unprofitable for you if you grieve them. I want you to think about that for a moment. You see, not only is that going to be unprofitable for you here and now, but it's also going to be unprofitable for you on the day of judgment. Think about that. That's serious, isn't it? We need to understand that church members are not to unnecessarily burden the elders. Again, they need to focus upon the task that is given before them. They need to be able to function in a way that is profitable to the local flock. And when elders are grieved and aggravated by the behavior of the local flock, they're not going to function in a way that's going to be profitable to the local church, are they? We need to be mindful of that. And we need to remember, woe, and I repeat, woe to any member who makes the burdens of the elders heavier. Woe to you if you make the burden of the elders heavier. We see that warning, Hebrews 13 and verse 17. Recognize that. Take heed to that warning. And remember that if we grieve the elders, it's going to be unprofitable for you. Not only here and now, but also on the day of judgment. Once more, a local church has a responsibility to its elders. Therefore, we all need to recognize this responsibility, and we need to seek to fulfill it when elders are appointed here. But not only do we have a responsibility to elders of a local flock, but we also have a responsibility to God. And may we all be mindful of the responsibility that we have to God. For as we learn there in the latter part of Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13, we learn that the whole duty of man is to do what? Fear God and keep His commandments. You see, man's all is to be a people who respect and obey God. That responsibility is among each and every one of us. And we need to be mindful of that responsibility. And if there would happen to be one here this morning who has not yet submitted themselves in obedience to the Lord and His will, we plead with you to do that this very hour. We have that opportunity to do so. For if you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the one true living God, you can make a change in your life. You can repent of your sins. You can confess Jesus Christ before men. And you can be baptized this very hour for the remission of your sins. And you too can have that hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began. Maybe there's one here this morning who has already submitted their life in obedience to the Lord and His will, but you've not been faithful. Maybe you strayed from that straight and narrow path that leads to life. Maybe you have sin in your life. Maybe you got a struggle with sin that you would like to enlist the prayers of the brother on your behalf for. We encourage you to repent of that, to confess that sin to God, to ask Him for His forgiveness. And if you'd like to have the prayers of the brother here on your behalf, we'd be more than willing to pray with or for you. So if there would be one here this morning, you'd be subject to the Lord's gracious invitation, whatever that need may be. Won't you let that need be made known now while making your way toward the front while we stand and sing the song David selected.